You're listening to KEXP. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I'm down in the KEXP studios with Aurora, and so excited. We had Aurora live at KEXP at Iceland Airwaves, and we're absolutely blown away, and we've been counting the days for you to come to Seattle. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Aurora is playing tonight at the Showbox here in Seattle, and you lucky people that are going to see that are in for a real treat, and we're all in for a treat now. It's Aurora live on KEXP.
Please don't leave me here.
It's Aurora live on KEXP.
The next song is called Animal.
Incredible. Aurora is live here in the KEXP studios playing at the Showbox tonight.
Okay, Sean, you can go. This song is for the emotional people out there on the planet. I don't I was an animal.
So wonderful. Aurora is live here in the KEXP studios.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. We've had a very good time, and the floor is very soft to jump on.
It's bouncy.
Which is very nice for me because I'm wearing no shoes. We're going to do one last song. And it is Valentine's Day today, isn't it?
It is.
And we don't really celebrate it that much in Norway. But I think still the next song does kind of fit, even though one of the two lovers dies because the other lover kills his lover. So it's quite sad. But it's still quite romantic, I think. It's quite a sad story. But perfect for today. Perfect for Valentine's Day. So me and my dear friend Silja is going to do it. Just bringing some female energy into the room. Thank you again for having us.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is a sad love song. Oh, love.
That was beautiful. Thank you for that Valentine's gift.
Thank you again for having us.
Aurora is here in the KEXP studios playing tonight at the Showbox here in Seattle. Your music is so vivid and so visual to me. I felt like at the first song that you played, Through the Eyes of a Child, I almost felt like a bird just soaring above a beautiful landscape like in Iceland where I last saw you. Where you live in Norway is also very beautiful. I've heard you speak about the beauty of the place you live. I imagine that it inspires you in these beautiful songs.
Oh, yes, it really does. It has really taught me how to respect nature because I've seen the value of it because I've grown up and the nature has always been like a safe place and also a place where you can just exist because nature doesn't really ask anything of you and the world is quite demanding and it gets more and more demanding, you know, the older you get. So I feel like the older I get, the more I need those days where I'm just wrapped around by the woods.
Along those lines, you've spoken a lot over the years about your connectedness to everything, that you feel part of one big organism. And, you know, intellectually, we all know that, but that really infuses everything that you do. You speak a lot about it. I'm very inspired about the way that you talk about it. Can you tell us a little bit about how you feel?
Yes, I am. I don't know. I feel very connected to everything. I feel very connected to the pain of people around me, to the pain of the animals and the pain of the planet and the pain of the cultures in our past and the way we've treated, you know, each other. It's so, there is so much pain, you know, hidden. Of course, there are a lot of amazingly lovely stuff, but I feel very connected to every human out there. And I often take with me those emotions when I write music also, and I try to imagine what I can do that will connect with the world. Like what, I don't know, I try to make the music the world needs, or at least a few people I know, you know. I feel very connected, and I feel like if I die now and I'm reborn as you, I would really appreciate if I was kind to you, because if I'm you in my next life, I will have this kind of gift to myself in the future, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I just like to think that we're all kind of the same soul living different adventures within different bodies. And I don't know, it's not a thing I truly believe, but I like to, or maybe I do, from today on, I truly believe that that's how it is. And I feel like, I don't know, we are quite disconnected in a time where we should be more connected than ever. And I think it's really important. I don't know, it's one of my biggest passions to be connected to each other and have empathy with the people around us.
Well, to be kind to one another, if we only did that, that would be a lot.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
You're very connected to your fans. In fact, yesterday I received a request from a 7-year-old girl for the song Animal, which I had only just received recently. And she was actually listening from New York, and she's fallen in love with you. And I know that you have taken time to really connect with your fans, and they come in all ages. And you have said that the interaction that you had with your fans really inspired your most recent music that you've written.
Oh, yes. Yes, it has. Because, you know, a few of the songs from my first album was inspired by, you know, the little things I knew about the world and about myself. I didn't have as much, you know, input as I do now. And for my next album, I have really taken in the stories of the people I've met. Because I really find purpose. I don't know, it's not enough to only have myself as a, what do you call it, when something pushes you on. Like, I don't know, something that pushes you on, or another clever word for that phrase. But it's not enough to have only myself. So it really helps to have, you know, the people that I meet.
To inspire you?
Yes, inspire me. And it's really like a good motivation to keep going and to, for example, have a show even though you're really tired and sick, because sometimes you are, but it really keeps me going to know that, you know, I am here for a reason. I don't know. I think it gives me a lot of comfort to know that I do something that is important.
Well, you inspire so many of your fans. They would love to hear that they, in turn, inspire you and your music.
A lot. They do. Like their stories and the way they share the inner core of their hearts to me, often within, like, the first minute we meet, because they're already open. And I get to meet people in a very intense and beautiful way where I, you know, see the extreme things they're going through, have been going through, the extreme, because, you know, it is an extreme sport to be a human. And I don't know, I feel very privileged.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word?
It is.
I didn't like the way it tasted, but I feel very, you know, privileged to get to know people in such a emotional way. And it inspires me a lot, because it's so important to speak about things. Words have so much power, so it's a really important thing.
They really do. And you channel that emotion 1,000%, it feels like, in your live shows. I'm curious how the shows have evolved. I only got to see you for the first time in Iceland just a few months ago, and I felt like your show was absolutely exhilarating. I couldn't wait to see you live again. And as you've gotten comfortable on stage and you've played a lot of shows and toured a lot, how has that show evolved? Because you were just all over the room and all over the stage when you play, and you are lost in the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it took me about 2 years to enjoy being on the stage. The first 2 years of doing quite big festivals and a lot of touring, I didn't even like it, because it's not a natural thing for me to... I don't know, the attention thing is very strange.
Mm-hmm.
But it has evolved a lot. I don't think I opened my eyes one time the first year. And I usually stood in one place, and I moved my hands a lot quite frantically, because I have so much energy when I sing. And I can feel like, you know, it comes from like a different place, from the place of music, if it's... you know, this divine place. I get too much energy for my tiny human shape. And I didn't really know what to do with it. So it kind of made me kind of almost shake. But now I know where to put it out, and, you know, to the people in the crowd. And my eyes are open and my hands are open, and it feels very good. So it has evolved a lot.
That's exciting.
It's not been like this all the time.
It does seem like you enjoy it now.
I do.
One thing it's clear that you enjoy is making the music. And what some people might not know is that you are intimately involved in producing all of these songs, all of your records. And from time to time, you have people help you. But talk about this new record. I know the Infections of a Different Kind was meant to be a two-step record, and you've released step one, and now you have a new song, so it sounds like maybe step two is on the way.
Step two is coming. It's sooner than you think, but later than you hope.
I like that.
And yeah, I actually made, you know, it has a lot to say where you are when you make an album. You can really hear, you know, the energy we had, you know, at the place we were at. And so step one has a very different energy from step two.
Was that in France that you
made
that?
Yes, step one was made in France in this really beautiful castle-looking place. It was definitely haunted,
mm-hmm.
Very, very huge and very lovely. It was so nice, and the bed was so huge, I could sleep like both ways, you know. And I did it every other day. I switched the directions. I laid on the bed because it was nice to see like a different point of view. Anyway, I made it in France, and step two, I made in a tiny room with purple floor that gives you a rash, so don't touch it. It's old. And I got a rash from doing like angels.
Moving around a lot.
Snow, yeah, on the carpet. Anyway, it has purple floor and blue walls that me and my drummer painted. And we just stayed in it for the whole of November. We had maximum like 4 hours of sleep every night, and we just made the whole step in a month.
Wow.
And we worked really hard, and it was really fun. It has a very different energy, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But they're gonna fit quite nicely into each other, because I will release a physical EP,
okay,
LP with with everything.
Okay.
That would be, yeah, just so you know.
We do look forward to that. We're live here in the KEXP studios with Aurora, a magnificent performance, and you'll be playing tonight at the Showbox.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.
Discover new music at listenerpoweredkexp.org.